talk a little bit about the state of wholesale power. Talk then a little bit about some of the recent deals that have gone on, and then try to, you know, think about some of the takeaways and what it means for M&A and power going forward. So first, just to set the stage, you know, the high points of the last year, I mean, and specifically the first half of this year, energy and power, which includes oil and gas, is at an all-time high. The numbers are off the charts if you look at what the levels of activity have been since the beginning of this year and compared to the first half of the last year. Power and utilities deals specifically are at an all-time high. A lot of that's been driven by renewables in the first half. So again, setting that aside. But a big chunk of it is due to wholesale, and a big chunk of it, as you see, is due to deals here in the Americas and specifically the U.S. I think the U.S. Represents about 40-odd million, about billion of the 55 that's shown up there. So what, broadly speaking, what's going on in power? Well, one of the things is that in a tough market, power companies are increasingly looking at new ways to expand their offerings, to get into new technologies. I think a lot of people view new technologies as the future for power companies, specifically wholesale companies. And so in light of this broad environment and things that are going on, how do the wholesale players really fit into all this? So again, starting with kind of state of wholesale power, I kind of thought about this and divided it into five or so categories. You could probably divide it into six or four. A lot of it relates to the first point up here, which is demand. But I thought I'd kind of hit on each of these in order at the outset and then move into actual deal specifics and what these factors mean for how and why deals are being done today. So.